Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
Sukhet kunjamana padavam astaritum tatta pusadam apitakadu sambaritum Vamsama Chandram Abhisharitum Drishtase Suryadike Mai Videhi Kripakataksham. O Suryadike, I want to arrange your meeting with Moonlike Sham Sanket Kult and make a bed of fresh sprouts for you. Manupalabam astaritum. Arranging every leaf. Manupalabam. Every leaf. Astaritum. Spreading them out. Arranging, making the bed. I want yours and Krishna's mercy. Your seva. Please cast a merciful glance on me, and by this glance engage me. Verse 32. Sri Radha's merciful glance. Srimati eagerly arrives in the Kunj, where she had an appointment with Shyam. Sanket, agreed place. They arranged in the morning, probably at Nandishwar. Messages with fingers and toes telling which place, where, when. On Srimati's indication, the maid servant made a blissful bed of fresh sprouts in the Nikos. But until now, Shyam Sundar has not arrived. Srimati becomes anxious. Seeing Swamini's anxiety, the Kinkari goes to look for Shyam Sundar. Krishna is also feeling overwhelmed in separation from Radha because he has lost his way and cannot find the Sanket Kunj, the agreed place meeting, Sanket, agreed meeting place. Yeah? He can't find it. He's overwhelmed with feelings of separation. He becomes perplexed. Everything is reminding him of her, like everything reminds her of him, and he thinks, oh, this direction. That direction, he gets lost. So Manjari goes out to find him. Where is that boy? Then the wind carries Radha's fragrance into his nose. Shyam regains consciousness and starts to follow it. Maidservant sees anxious Nagar from a distance, now coming towards her, because that's the direction of the fragrance. Manjari coming from there. She sees him coming in the distance, and she feels very happy when she sees how eager he is to meet her Swami. Like a drowning man pulled out of the ocean, can breathe again in the rescue boat. Her fragrance. He was lost before. She can see his eagerness on his face and in his eyes. Suddenly, Nagar's searching glance falls upon the maidservant. and hope brightens up his heart once more. With blooming heart, he approaches this Kinkade and says, Sati, where is your goddess? Where is Devi? Where is Devi? I've lost the way to the Sankirtakunj. I'm very eager to see her. I'm looking everywhere for her. Take me to her now, wherever she is. I will follow you. Nagar's anxiety is clearly visible on his face and in his eyes. But the maidservant likes to see him become a little more anxious. A little more anxious. So she says, O Nagar, O king of lovers, today your hope is in vain. Nagarimani is staying at home today. Anxious Nagar asks, will she not come into the forest today? Huh? She's not coming? What did I smell? Manjari smell like her also. She's not coming today? Maidservant says, no, today her superiors have engaged her in the house. Jatila saw Radhika churning water instead of curd. And she thought that she was doing that because she was overwhelmed with love for you. So she chastised her and kept her at home today. No Surya Puja. Krishna said, but Sakhi, I just caught the fragrance of her body. Maidservant said, oh, Nagarendra, that's not her bodily fragrance, that's my fragrance. I'm wearing one of Swamini's leftover garments, her prasadi, sari, that still carries her fragrance. That's what you're smelling. Nagar believes the maidservant's words, which is true, in snow, and desperately says, alas, will my cloud-like heart not be illuminated by the Radha lightning flash today? Because a cloud at night cannot be seen if there's no moon and stars. Only if lightning flashes, then you can see the clouds. My heart is like a cloud. Without her, how will I exist? How will I exist? Seeing Naga's heart filled with darkness of despair, the maidservant compassionately sheds some light on it by consoling it. Fragrance of Radha is there, and her light also comes through the manjari. Her presence is there. Sakshat Dariptain Samasta Shastra. Shastra says the Guru is none different from Krishna. Radhika's maidservants are none different from her. She sheds light on Krishna's dark heart. Manjari does, to console him. That is the greatness, Baba says, of Radhika's maidservants. They must give bliss to Krishna, who is bliss personified. They are the instruments in Mahabhav's hands. They are Radhika's instruments. Radhika wants to give bliss to Krishna. So on her behalf, Manjaris make Krishna feel, you will be with her soon. I'm taking Now that light means that her love for him comes through the Manjaris as her instrument. And Krishna feels her love for him through them. Oh, she will be compassionate to me. She will be compassionate. Very great service they perform. A completely other mood. Manjari is simply an instrument of Radhika. She doesn't have her own ras. Bhavulas Rati. Manjari Bhav. It's Radhika's mood. They're completely absorbed in her service. Parental mood, they have parental conception. I am mother, I am father. Friendship mood, I am friend. Manjari sees only the service of Swamini's mood.
Mahaprabhu gives it also about the Bhartiya Bhav. Bhartiya
Bhav. Yes, that's this mood.
Bhartiya Bhav. You no need help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your wife and your the lover.
You can openly meet.
Sad person in
yeah.
But Mahaprabhu said this is absolute lower love. Love makes difficult to meet. And then to meet. Many people you feel that.
Yeah.
And this in this difficulty I want to see.
Yeah.
And in that love we need one helper. That is one.
Simple.
Manjari should be sure friend of the beloved. It cannot pass through that your friend will help you. Without the friend of the world, it's not possible. That is Bhartiya. So these Manjaris are the friend of Radhika, so important, they have to meet the Lord.
Already friends, and everyone acknowledges and accepts these are Radhika's friends. They're not coming from a separate one. Her friends. This is forbidden. There can be no suspicion.
In friend also, many can be greed.
Yes.
One can be greed is the Sakhi. Want to be a friend of Radhika, they are Mitra Siddha, but at the same time, they have personal interest with Krishna. They want to sometime private meeting with Krishna. And sometime, they are happy with them. They are friendship with Radhika. Is with this intention. And the Indri had only one intention, that she will only think for Radhika and no interest in Krishna. Because she is the friend of my Swami, so she is only for this lover is only for my Swami. This is the one point. They know utter even the name. She went to catch Krishna, to find Krishna. They are alone. In between Krishna wants to say that you and I am alone. Come and I want to bless you. Then she same bodily from me, because I give my body and have it with the life. I cannot do it.
I cannot give you my body. I already gave my body to somebody else. Raja.
There are no interest with the God. They only follow the love.
Yes. That's why love of God is greater than than darshan.
Well, I
association.
Think that when the kind of love is there, what is the necessary of a girlfriend or friend that come in your mind? This is the conjugal love in Satya Bhava is lower. You must not give her to me. But conjugal love in Satya Bhava is more higher than Satya Bhava.
Exactly. Manjari Bhava is the highest consciousness a jiva can attain. It's not a lower, it's not less than. It's higher. Higher than Sakhi Bhava, Manjari Bhava. Because it's pure, sweeter, deeper, greater. Because they control Jugukisha with their love and affection. They serve them.
You are to serve me. My Radhika's love.
Yes.
That she loves this guy. And both are in love, so I
Radha's Mohan. Radha's Mohan. His name is Radha Mohan because he's hers. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's why we're explaining. Yes. We doubt that it's better.
Experience of conjugal love in Satyamu. Satyamu's
marriage. Marital.
And Satyamu. No marriage,
paramour.
But paramour, but love is there. Although Radha and Krishna, they are married couple in Goloka. Goloka is the highest planet in the universe. But when they come to Vrindavan, they say to Krishna, want to clarify this. Radhika says, I cannot live without you. Mm. He says, if this kind we will practice, we will get this paramanda. Mm. They decide before coming to be in paramanda.
Yoga Maya will arrange.
Huh?
Yoga Maya will arrange. And the Aishwarya is greater in Goloka Vrindavan, even though you don't see it because of sweetness. And the reason why it's greater is so that no one else can enter. If you're not included in Braj Bhav, the Aishwarya will keep you out, because you have to have such divine power and mercy as to enter Braj into these moods. Because you see, Brahma, Shiva, all, they cannot come and enter these moves. What power they have! They have great power. But the Aishwarya is higher. They can't go that high. Their own consciousness can't enter. the Bhagavad is explaining why the Aishwarya is the foundation for the Madhurya. And without that Aishwarya, that sweetness won't be there. Because that Aishwarya keeps them out.
They want to know about what is the Aishwarya.
Yeah.
Knowing about God. Aishwarya of the God can come so simple person. That is the love. Love can make all opulence
seem like nothing, inconsequential. They use diamonds and jewels to line walkways and steps down to the Yamuna so they can see at night. The jug in the toilet is made of gold and jewels. Because if it's dark, it will sparkle, and you can find it. Otherwise, you can't see it. That's very interesting. You wonder, how could there be more Aishwarya in Vrindavan than anywhere else? The whole spiritual sky combined is more Aishwarya in Vrindavan. No one, you don't see it, it seems. But it's there. And it keeps everybody else out. Because you can't come that high. How do you come that high?
Because
yeah.
We are in Aishwarya. So we cannot enter in Madhurya. So that my Aishwarya, my ego, false ego, is Aishwarya. So that keep out from the spiritual world. So here more higher, because the percentage of the Aishwarya is individual.
It's like a great wall. You cannot enter.
We create the wall of my conscious material conscious.
Yes, they are instruments, Mahabha. Bhava says, after consoling Shyam, the maidservant brings him to Srimati's kunj, where Srimati is also overjoyed by smelling Shyam's fragrance. She praises the wind, saying, Gandavaha, carrier of fragrance, scent. Forget it, there's a lovely French word. Do you know that word? The word that and they have a word in French like Gandavaha, a carrier, the perfume messenger, the perfume. It's an old French word.
Coursier.
I don't remember that one. You know what I mean. They have a word. Because of fragrance coming, and the French had this concept, what is the message? Who is this? It's a very personal thing, like this, Gandavaha. I thought, what a lovely word. Other languages don't have it. Anyway, that's why in our English translation we use a lot of French terms. Paramour, rendezvous. No word. Yeah, technical. Yeah, it's for business. Language of the Empire. Not at the Kunj. Yeah, French is a language for the Kunj. Spanish is very sweet. I think it's the easiest language.
Italian,
like singing. Already, you just speak Italian and you're at an opera. The Prabhupada said that Italian was the language of singing. They said Spanish is the language of God. In other words, if you pray to God, Spanish is the best language for prayer.
Praise for God.
Yeah, in that language, it's, and they're very determined to do it. And the mood from Spain and Italy is very incredible how different it is. Language is similar.
That is two rasa mudi. One is Madhurya Kanjula, and one is Bhaktya. This root relations of makes very neat. Only in the Kanjula, there is nothing to cover.
Yeah.
And the motherly love, mother cover only up from down to the lower part. She not cover from the breast from the body.
No.
So this is the open, halfway open motherly love, and fully open when you were. No hiding, then when you are love.
Yeah.
No confidence. But in conjugal love also there are two modes. One is marriage, where there is no new test. Every day the same way. Paramount love. Every day, every moment is a fight. No same program for us.
Yeah. I saw one Vaishnava and said the fruit of Swakya is children, and the fruit of Parakya is secret meeting. Sanket. Because they say in Dwarka, the 10 sons, one daughter. That's the fruit. Harry Queen. But in Braj, they meet again. They can meet again. So sweet.
Radhika is older than Krishna. And they are in love. Radhika born older. She was older.
Where?
In Braja.
No.
She was not there.
She's only 14 years, 2 months.
No, my presence. She born, she was before the Krishna, and she had not opened the eye.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, Sarup, not general, is fully
missing. But she was born, Maliya Shoda took Krishna to see her.
And
she had not
opened. Was not open.
Not open. And then when he saw her. He looked at her, then she opened.
And you listen, Krishna ears and eyes can see. You know, they are conjugal lovers in Goloka with Satya, what is it? Married couple.
Yeah, Lakshmi Narayan.
No,
like that.
Yeah. Full of opulence.
Yeah,
they only thinking that will happen. Golok.
We're sitting together on the throne.
My son, who follow Parthiyaras, they don't want to go to Goloka.
Oh, of course.
Goloka, what are we in Brajara?
Oh, in Lara Lita only. Raja Bhumi. Is that what you mean? They don't want to go to Apakrat, only stay in Prakrat. It's expanded. All the moods are enhanced. More anxious. Their husbands have bodies. The garden animals are demons. Prakrat-lila. But the Apakrat is origin. Origin is Apakrat. Without an identity there, there's no Maralila.
No Nila.
Yeah.
Not this creature. Even in Satya, because they have no entry in the universe. They have outer Nila. But how can bring you, because of the Manjari, in a exchange of Brahma. It's a great gift of
legitimate, legal, socially accepted.
Legal couples can bring one next servant to stay in the bedroom.
You see wife, you go, oh, where's your husband? You see a husband, where's your wife? How is your wife?
She's married couple.
But with Radha and Krishna, there are two names.
They are sitting, but they are not talking to each other. Because others will know that they are talking.
Both their names cannot come in the same sentence.
And then they talk by eyes. That is what they are talking. It's a gift of humanity.
Manjaris don't say Radhe Shyam, they say Radhe Radhe. In Swakia, they say Radhe Shyam.
Many think that Radhe Shyam is more better.
Not Manjari, my Radhe Radhe. Even the rickshaw wall say Radhe Radhe. They don't say Radhe Shyam. They're closer to Manjari Bhavan. Many people here. anyway, so Radharani is praising the wind, Gandavaha. She says, what austerities did you perform to be able to touch the most precious fragrance of Sri Gokul Chandra's beautiful limbs? I would also have performed such austerities if I knew that I would attain such great fortune through it. What have you done? You can carry. Mm-hmm. everything is by sanskar. Everything is by sanskar. Without sanskar, how can we go forward, enter into these moves? There must be the pripa, there must be the previous mercy to make sanskar, previous experience. Radharani says to the wind, what did you, how did you get the sanskar? You can carry his fragrance. So, a hint about the culture.
The gift of the God.
Oh, yeah.
That we born in the family.
Yes.
You see that mother and father and family. We see the sister love, brother's love.
It's more than karma, it's kripa.
More this than is karma. The real samskara gift.
Yes.
And we see this, and again we repeat the same thing.
Yes.
This is the samskara.
Mm.
By looking, it's coming in the old week day. And some are missing this samskara. Why? Because then we have no chance to learn.
Mm. The new thing.
New subject.
So
entry in Raja Bhakti will be there.
Mm.
To be a God conscious is no problem.
Yeah.
Entry in Raja Bhakti, this knowledge is the subject to read and understand.
Mm.
Practical. One is practical, we do, and we read the theory.
Theoretical.
And without practical doing, theory is not very clear.
No. Unproven.
Yeah.
That's why it's a theory. Perhaps. Looks like, maybe. I think, I pray, I hope, all those things. It's an experiment. Maybe, maybe not. Practical is, we know already we have done, already proved.
And after that, we want to create new sanskara with my mind about knowing about the God.
Mm.
But we know we don't understand that. But this is the pastime for this. We need to flow in that because the previous samskara is there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Building.
Yeah.
And foundation.
And if you see what we read, the samskaras and philosophy, it is not worth it.
Whole other world. Radharani says, what did you do? What austerities did you do? She can't imagine any austerity that exists in normal circumstances. All the other austerities don't give this fruit. How you get? What samskara did you
do? Or the literature to read and that, and then we go for the philosophy. But nothing in
your yeah. In a roundabout way, she's telling the wind, you got my mercy. That's the only way you can carry his fragrance. That's why she's puzzled. How you carry his fragrance? Because no one carries his fragrance. I carry his fragrance. Huh? He's mine. How you carry his fragrance? In other words, she's revealing in a roundabout way that by my mercy, you are able to carry his fragrance. Because she's the topmost, she's Ladini Shakti. How is it? Because that all comes from her. The ability to please the Lord comes from her. And now the wind is carrying his fragrance. She says, how did you get that? How did you get that? Only from me can it come. She's teaching in this way. So she thinks, if I knew, I would perform those austerities. I would get your fragrance. But how did she get it then, herself? Through her manjaris. They are the vehicles of her mercy. They bring Shyam and his fragrance to her. They are the very embodiment of her compassion, of her mercy. So in other words, the wind is carrying because of the manjari's compassion, which is Radha's compassion. Radha, Krishna's looking, you heard, he's looking, he's lost, he can't find the kumbh. He smells her fragrance. And now the manjari is bringing him, and Radharani smells his fragrance. The manjaris are the source of the mercy for the wind to carry his fragrance. Because everything is by mood here. It's not a biological function. Not a chemical function. No weather. There's climate change as their moods shift. All the seasons can come at once. We like climate change. Manjari, the instruments of her Mahabharata, bringing Krishna and his fragrance to Radhika. If I knew that austerity, I would attain such great good fortune through it. This is Manjari Bhav, the greatest fortune. Speaking of Radhika and Mohan, there they are. Jai Shri Radhe. Yeah, Radhe. It's Dadu. That was quick. Yeah. I did my duty. I did my duty. We have juice.
We come to increase your separation from the class.
Yes, very, so merciful.
That's all right. Give you more taste.
We're just churning and churning. They're already adding to the rush. They're bringing juice with them. How many? Radharani is asking the wind, who's carrying Shyam's fragrance, what austerities did you perform to bring that fragrance, to carry that fragrance? If I knew, I would do it. But it is the manjari that's bringing Shyam, that the wind is able to carry the fragrance. By the manjari's mercy, the wind can carry his fragrance. So Radharani is saying that be my maser, and the greatest fortune will be yours. Because you will bring Shanti. I want his. So they are her instruments. It means to be her maser. She depends on you. The manjaris, they tell her, you need me. You cannot meet him without me. Yeah, you need me. I will bring him and his fragrance and a submissive mood also. Because Krishna is very anxiously looking for her. And Manjari thinks, I will increase his anxiety before I take him. Yeah. You make sure that it's the
the we're talking about the subject of the class.
They make sure that the meat is the highest. Okay. So that their meeting will be the sweetest. So that's what we need. Not at all, not at all.
I'm very thirsty.
Next generation is here. Oh, Kunjabasins.
They're Kunjabasins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sri Rupa Goswami in Ushanyamani, he says, one of the signs of Anurag is that the lover so strongly desires to meet the beloved that she is willing to take birth even as a dead object. You know, that one of the signs of Anurag is that the lover so strongly desires to meet the beloved that she is willing to take birth even as a dead object. You know, in this case, like the wind. Well, it means that anything or any way to come in contact with the beloved, anything that has to do with my beloved, I want that. And if I have to become a table so I can come in contact with his pan, I will become that table or the donut to hold the pan, his pan. She thinks like this.
Or the wind.
Whatever I have to do, I do. To come in contact with anything to do with him. She like her Anurag. This is Anurag.
Anurag brain there.
Yeah. Anything for him. Yes. Whatever it takes, we do. And then
I get you whoever see me how the bring me back.
Yeah.
She will accept the food. And somebody brings a diamond ornament. Please, what is this material? But this is creating Anurag.
Yes, because
this is not a diamond.
Yeah. She put her mood there. So then Baba says, that. The maidservant has accomplished the meeting. The very eager couple. Srimati is most. She brought them together. They are meeting. Sanket. They met in their Greek place. Manjari made it possible. She brought them together there.
So you have to keep drink water. We have 5 liters of water.
Yeah, you have
to. Small baby water, throw it out.
You have to keep 20-liter bottle on a trolley.
If you don't drink the water,
take it with you.
Yeah. If you want to be sick, all the acid can be
left.
Pull the water.
Yeah.
Small baby water and half water.
She's very polite. She's polite. She's being polite. She's being polite.
Yeah.
You're
gonna
have to skip if you're I'm always carrying water. If I have to think I should drink something, I'm already too late.
Yes.
Yeah, this heat you're too late. So Swamini is so pleased with her maidservant that she brought him. Now they're together. So she feels that she should give her some reward. Because, you know, she said, you know, what austerity, how great, I wish I could carry his fragrance. My maidservant carried his fragrance. I will reward her. So Shyam Sundar very lovingly puts some of his chewed pan in Radha's mouth. He pushes in her mouth. But Srimati makes a dirty face and says, "Ugh! I will not eat the remnants of this lusty boy who kisses hundreds of different girls." And she goes out of the kunj, and there's a leaf on the ground, and she spits it on top of that leaf. Outside the kunj. This is her delicious reward for the maidservant. Tat tat prasadam abhita. Yeah, the maidservant goes there. He put it in her, because they want Jugal Prasad. So he put it in her mouth, and for to reward her maidservant, she's like, "Oh, disgusting. I'm going to eat the remnants of this lusty boy. He's kissing hundreds of girls." You have to wash your mouth, Krishna. A million times. Very funny. She goes out of the kunj, she's sitting there with him. "Oh, my mate, so Shyam. Oh, his fragrance is here together." And then he puts his pan in her mouth. She goes, "Oh, it's disgusting. This lusty boy kissing every girl." The maidservant knows that's for me. Yeah, you like that pastime? Very funny. Yeah? So I mean, yeah, Mohan, I also enjoy that. Tat tat prasadam abhita. So another meaning of prasadam is an order to do service. That's the ultimate prasadam, is you have service. Right? Divine couple may lovingly order the maidservant to do some service. Gaya niya kobe vivida kula vara vachan shunabo duhun miti. On their order, I will bring different excellent flowers and I will hear their sweet words. This is seva. In the line of sankhet kunjum anupalabam, the word anu means in every kunj. Anupavalam. She's making a flower bed, fresh new leaf bed. Anupavalam, which means every leaf she's carefully arranging. So it makes a nice bed. In every kunj, the play bed is crushed. Srimati tells her maidservant with a wink from her eyes, "Make a new one." So on Swamini's order, the maidservant makes a new bed, the kunj, with tender sprouts. This way, the Rasik couple wanders from kunj to kunj. Everything's ready in each kunj before they come. Radharani gives a glance. "We have destroyed this one, so we're going to go to another one. Make it ready. Right? We have destroyed this one. We'll destroy another one. Prepare it." So in this way, the Rasik couple wanders from kunj to kunj, playing freely like a pair of elephants, because they're breaking everything. And the maidservant is blessed with serving them wherever and whenever it is required, while she can witness their sweet pastimes simultaneously. Now the vision disappears, and Sripad laments, "I'm sitting here desiring such services. Please make the tree of my desires bear fruit. Oh, Radhe, without your mercy, the tree of my desires cannot bear fruit." Therefore, Sri Radhike Mai Videhi Kripa Katakshanam. Sri Radhike, cast your merciful glance on me. That's verse 32. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Beyond the mind and senses. Huh? It's just you can feel it. We can feel it, something. But think about it. It's hard to remember even what happened. So many things. So many subtle things were going on here. So many revelations and teachings from Swamini's teaching. How to follow that with our mind? It needs to be spiritualized, transcendental mind and consciousness. You follow, even you know in advance. That's a transcendental being. So, and that identity is being given freely by Mahaprabhu. Take Manjari Bhav, you like? Okay. Keho Daritam De. How will that transformation take place? Vasude Goshi. Ranga Nahito Tabike Hoito. Kemoni Daritam De. Mahaprabhu had not come. How would the transformation from my mundane consciousness to Manjari consciousness, from material body to spiritual body, happen? How will it happen? Without the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which means Radhika. Without Radhika's mercy. So sweet. Okay. Almost noon.
Radhe, 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 Radhe